a vessel to serve your only son. I am yours. Ooh, I am yours. Ooh, I am yours.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Ramus Communications once again here on this, today is Tuesday, April the 9th, 2019. I'm Tony McGinley here in West Grove, Pennsylvania, holding down the fort, so to speak, bringing you the Novena Prayer Program in honor of Our Lady of Fatima shortly, and then the following Family Rosary Program, where we feature every day the live streaming, real-time recitation of the Holy Rosary, while reflecting, as always, on all the titles and church-approved apparitions of Our Blessed Mother. Today, we're going to have a special guest in a few moments. We're going to have Carl Mollberg with us, who's the guardian of the International Pilgrim Virgin Statue of Our Lady of Fatima. But first, let's progress now with our Novena prayer. And we emphasize various themes here. And we began this Novena 2 years ago, on the 100th anniversary year of her 6 visits to the 3 children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, in Fatima, Portugal. So, O Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary to 3 children. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion so that, like the shepherd children, it is not a burdensome task but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lady of Fatima, we pray that we may be like you and follow your example. We pray for all those who face oppression, that they will find peace. We pray and give thanks for all the blessings we enjoy. Lord Jesus, the miracles, prophecies, and prayers which your mother brought to us at Fatima amazed the whole world. We are certain of her closeness to you. We ask through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima that you graciously hear and answer our prayers. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us in our part here to help make a spiritual difference. You know, our Blessed Mother told us that we can be effective in helping bring about peace in the world and help to save souls from going to hell if we would follow some of the things she asked for at Fatima, like sacrificing and prayer and saying the rosary every day and first Saturday devotion. So in other words, we're very much empowered to help make a tremendous difference out there. And once again, thank you for joining with us. The music we're playing today is from Annie Carto, our friend down in Treasure Island, Florida. Her music is known far and wide, even beyond the borders of the United States. She's a songwriter and also a terrific vocalist. We'll be back to Annie a little later on. In the meantime, let's introduce Carl Mollberg. And once again, Carl is the guardian of the International Pilgrim Virgin Statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And he has been on hold for about 10 minutes, and I'm hoping he's still there.
Yes, hello to your audience, and thank you for having us on again.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're on. We're glad you're here, Carl. And I thought we might want to start off a little bit here with the something I read on the website for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. If I can find it here, give me a second. It's a statement by the chairman of the U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Committee. On the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. I'm sorry, I'm reading this off a very small type here. I'll do my best. This is from Archbishop Joseph Naumann, and we'll read it as follows. Our nation is better than infanticide. Babies born... You know what, Carl? The next time I do this, I'm going to run it off my printer so I have a piece of paper to read from. This isn't working. I'm sorry, everybody. Well, there you go. That's a homework assignment for everybody. Go to the website for the bishops, U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.org. And right there on the front page there, you'll see several items mentioned. And one is that statement to which I was referring just a moment ago. And it's a great piece of legislation that we went past, and certainly we should all work on its behalf. Speaking of pro-life, on the media front, the movie Unplanned has made its debut, so to speak, over the last couple of weekends, and evidently has been a terrific hit around the country. And Carl, as you probably know, the movie revolves around the life of Abigail Johnson, who was the director of a Planned Parenthood facility in Texas some years ago, and her conversion to the culture of life. And it was just a very eye-opening and wonderful movie in that sense. And, of course, it had its moments. But I have to say, by the end, you had a positive ending, so to speak, at the end there that really was uplifting. And I don't want to spoil it for other people out there, but if you get a chance to go see it. And Carl,
well, I agree 100%. This movie is just an excellent example of the grace of God at work. Many times in hidden ways, we don't hear about it later and all the rest, but in this case, it became very public. She came out in public and is a wonderful apostle for life just by her personal testimony.
Yes,
and as I say, we need to realize there are a lot more than that. We have to keep our hope and never feel a despair, even though we've been fighting these battles for over 40 years, and it seems depressing, and where are we getting? And it reminds me, being a Fatima guy, about the consecration of Russia that was done 35 years ago, and still we don't see what we were hoping for in the way of a time and an era of peace.
Yeah.
But in both cases, God is at work, and we need to continue our work, and it's through our prayers and our offerings and our constant Holy Communions and other efforts to draw down the grace of God that the victory will unfold in front of us.
Yep, and the pro-life movement is progressing, and as we've heard from other sources, that the young people are still very active and even getting more and more active, and it's in some circles.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful sign of hope? Yes, and of course, the Great Life March there in January was so dominated by the youth, and so we have nothing to fear. Let's just keep rolling up the sleeves and keep at it, because the victory is here with us almost right now.
That's right, and let's not forget the March for Life out on the West Coast, which is about like a week after the one in Washington in January.
Yeah, again, it was a wonderful success.
Yes, it was. And so what's going on in your life down where are you, in Indiana right now, Carl?
I'm in Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, just this last week, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of St. Francisco Marto's death, April 4th, 100 years ago.
Oh, sure.
And then, of course, what is it? The death day of St. John Paul II was a week or so ago, too. And so we have, a couple of modern saints, some of the newest of the saints.
I'm glad you mentioned, Francis. It's St. Francisco now, isn't it?
Yes, St. Francisco Marto.
And we can really pray to him.
Yeah. April 4th.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of dawned on me. We can really pray to him, and Jacinta, and pretty soon, I bet, Sister Lucia as well, huh?
It'll soon be Sister Lucia's time, I'm sure, to be canonized. she died in 2005,
so it takes a little time.
February, wasn't it, or March?
Yeah, I think it was winter.
At the moment, I'm drawing a blank on her death day.
Yeah, I don't recall for sure either, but in any event. Incidentally, have you ever taken a look at my website, or our website, I'm sorry, Aramis Communications website, down at the bottom where it says the Fatima Chronicles?
Yeah, there's a whole list of events, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, down at the bottom, there's a thing called Fatima Chronicles. And I urge people out there who have a regard for Our Lady of Fatima to read through that. It's equivalent to about a 6-page letter with some pictures, and it's more than just a description of certain places and things, but there's a story behind it that I think most people will enjoy. I also want to point out on our website there, and I'm doing this from the top of my head, I'm not even familiar with it myself just yet, but under the word programs, there should be something listed there now, the Pro-Life American Radio Program, and that's something that we're teaming up with. Those folks are in Delaware County here, and they have a weekly pro-life program that emphasizes the various aspects of pro-life, and it's got some pretty good some people running the thing. It's you can listen to them on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and John Williamson is the premier host of that program, and he has a stellar reputation in pro-life circles here in the southeast Pennsylvania area. Carl, are we ready to say
that? Yes, very good.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I just say, very good, the work he does as well, and so we must support these things.
Absolutely. And so are we ready to begin, I guess, the Sorrowful Mysteries today, right? Tuesday?
Okay.
Yeah, do that. And let me just get settled up here a minute. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first sorrowful mystery is the agony of our Lord in the garden, and fruit of the mystery is sorrow for sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The second sorrowful mystery is the scourging at the pillar, and the fruit of the mystery is purity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The third sorrowful mystery is the crowning with thorns, and fruit of the mystery is courage. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fourth sorrowful mystery is the carrying of the cross, and fruit of the mystery is patience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord on the cross on Good Friday, and fruit of the mystery is perseverance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O
pray
Holy...
Pray for us.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain, and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And finally, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. It's allergy time, Carl.
Yes.
Spring flowers and all that. It catches up with me. I apologize there. But anyway, I'd rather have that than have 20 inches of snow, huh?
Yes. We are having some nice spring-like weather now, aren't we?
Well, they said something about Midwest there getting clobbered with a blizzard here in a couple of days. Do you hear about that yet?
Yeah, yes, there is a blizzard coming in again, and there'll probably be some severe suffering involved with it. The snow side of it will just be in parts of Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, I guess.
Yeah.
And, of course, where I live in Indiana, it'll continue to be spring.
Yeah. You're not too far from Notre Dame University, are you?
About an hour's drive, yes.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. Ever go to any of their games?
No, I have not. I'm not interested in college sports or things like that. Of course, I never went there to school either. So it's we have a lot of Notre Dame followers and so on around here, and I guess that the place is as big and as busy as ever, apparently, over there.
Well, it's fast coming on here. The Palm Sunday is this Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, we're coming up to Holy Week now, and I hope everybody's Lenten journey has been a strong one, and it'll be a fruitful one, according to how much effort we've put into it.
And if you haven't done a great job so far, there's still time, right?
Yes, yes. Let's do some last-minute push here to push through to the victory.
There you go. Hey, Carl, hang on for a moment. I'm going to let the audience go here, let the guys, people out there get to work again. And
yes, thanks for allowing me again, and good afternoon to your audience.
Yeah, now hang on there for me, and we'll talk to you with off the air, okay? Okay. All right, everybody, that was Carl, and now we're going to finish up here with a little more music from Annie Carto and her album, Gift for a Lady. And I think you'll like this next song coming up. We're going to close our microphones now, but we'll let the music play for a while. And a little later, we'll post today's program up on our archive page. So once again, thanks for being with us here today. And let me get this music started here and take a couple seconds, I think, if everything works right. There we go. Okay. Have a nice day, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Faith for the Journey series. We hope the Holy Spirit uses this recording to touch your spiritual side. In life, we strive to be in balance. We attempt to have balance in our work, diet, budget, and families. The Jesuits have always taught that we are a complicated mix of mind, body, and soul. It is crucial to have balance in those three arenas of our lives. Faith for the Journey has a goal to feed the soul through fascinating stories of people, their faith, and their journey. Be sure and log on to our website for more information, faithforthejourney.com.
Honored and privileged to have a singer, songwriter, contemplative, Annie Carto, and with us today, and she's going to share her various stories of God moments throughout her life that inspired her to write many of the songs that she has written and recorded. Annie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you had a quote from that you'd like to read first?
Well, Pope Benedict, we were talking about suffering in life and why that we have to suffer. And I love this quote by Pope Benedict Emeritus. He says, "It is not by sidestepping or fleeing from suffering that we are healed, but rather by our capacity for accepting it, maturing through it, and finding meaning through uniting with Christ, who suffered with infinite love." That quote has really helped me in my lifetime because I know, like many of the listeners today, we have joyful, sorrowful, glorious times in our lives. And God's weaving a beautiful painting with the dark colors of suffering and the joys. And we won't get to see that portrait until we're in heaven. But it's something quite beautiful and breathtaking.
Wow. Wow. So you look at the various happenings in your life as it's all part of, through the eyes of faith, that God is weaving your picture, your story, your
my
life.
My story. Yeah, my story.
Well, tell me about the encounter with God's mercy 27 years ago and how that experience set you on a mission.
Well, I was raised in a beautiful Catholic family, one of eight children, and I was number four. And my dad nicknamed me Puddle Jumper at an early age because he would drop us off before Mass on his way to work in our Catholic grade school. And I would spend the time jumping puddles in front of the pastor's office, you know, anything to delay. My brothers wanted to go in at the last minute. So that name kind of stuck with me. I married the first time at a very tender age of 17, much to the dismay of my parents. And then 6 years later, I was divorced with two small boys and then remarried my present husband, but outside of the church. So my parents, as good Catholics, you can imagine, were not very happy. And then 27 years ago, as Chuck mentioned, I was quite broken. I had made many poor decisions in my life, and I was feeling like a failure, and I was really struggling. My present marriage was struggling at that time, but my parents invited me to the Ozark Mountains where they had retired, and on top of this mountain was a beautiful chapel, and behind the altar it was all glass, and my mother said, "We've started a new devotion to the Divine Mercy." And the first thing I thought, Chuck, was I am not interested in another devotion. But I didn't want to say that to my mother, of course. She had these really sharp blue eyes. So I went into the chapel, She had given me the diary of St. Faustina, the Polish nun, who kept a beautiful diary of Jesus' words to her. And there on the altar, I could see Jesus and the host, and I felt such a loving mercy coming from the host, bathing me, washing me tenderly, like a mother would wash her child. And I almost felt like Jesus was saying, Annie, I see all your sin and poor choices, but I'm offering you my mercy in exchange for your misery. It just seemed too good to be true. I had never felt so loved unconditionally in my whole life.
Wow, you went there reluctantly, so you really didn't want to be there.
No,
but you had this feeling that God was speaking to you.
He was, and he was healing me, all my woundedness and all my poor choices. Just tears were streaming out of me. I later read that St. Jerome said there were two waters of conversion, the waters of baptism and the tears of repentance.
Oh, wow.
So those were the tears I was crying that evening. The next day I went to confession. I was still quite afraid because the priest that I was going to confession to was a family friend. He knew the history of our family. But when I walked in, I could see the Divine Mercy image on the wall, which is the image, of course, with the two rays coming from Christ's heart, signifying the waters of baptism and the blood, you know, the Eucharist. And I knew I was in the right place. And after my confession, Father just took my hands and he said, Annie, how many people do you think are out there just like you who have lost their way? For your penance, I want you to spread this beautiful message of God's mercy the rest of your life.
And that was his penance for you?
Yes. And that was 27 years ago, and I'm trying to be faithful to that. And I would say to anyone who's struggling with forgiving themselves or someone in your family or someone who's hurt you, God's mercy is greater. His mercy is greater than any sin that we have. So that's the message of that time of my life. His mercy is greater.
That is a beautiful message, beautiful, and you do it so well in song. Mm. Your voice, I still say it's like the angels are singing.
Oh,
and
God.
So what song grew out of this experience?
The Lord gave me a song when I returned to my home in Indiana. It was Divine Mercy Flood My Soul, and that's sort of launched my music ministry at that time. It was just a beautiful encounter with the mercy of God.
So you were so moved by this experience that you went back home and you wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.